afternoon, and welcome to another edition of In Transition. My name is Randy McElligott. This afternoon, we've got some great music from guitarist Mike Smirowski coming up a little later on. We've also got music from bassist Avery Sharp. This is someone that I've played frequently on my show, and this will be music from his new CD entitled Extended Family 2. That's also coming up a little later on. We've also got music from Les Arbuckle, Frank Morgan, and Bud Shank, a beautiful duet album that they did together. Also music later on from the LA Jazz Choir, so stick around because this is In Transition. Music from my good friend from Mosini, Wisconsin. That was pianist John Altenberg. Music from his latest release. It's a great recording called Heartland 95. We're going to hear a little bit more from him later on in the show. But that track that we just heard was a song written by him called It's Only a Rental. And it features John Greener on tenor sax, Mark Ladley on drums, and David Dunn on acoustic and electric bass, featured on this beautiful CD that just came out from John, released on Altenberg Records out of Wisconsin. We're going to continue now with a guitarist from the States called Mike Smirowski, and we're going to listen to three releases that he has out at the moment, starting off with one called Island Fantasy. All the material on this album is written by Mike Smirowski. We're going to start off with a track called Prelude, and then we're going to follow that up with a couple of other releases of Mike's. But here we go with Prelude from the album Island Fantasy. Thank you.
Fly By Night features a wide spectrum of exciting and innovative highlights from the world of modern jazz. Join us on alternate Monday nights from 12 to 2 for an insider's look at the musicians and their landmark recordings that shaped the music and made jazz what it is today. That's Fly By Night on CHUO FM 89.1 with your host Dave Mock on alternate Mondays from midnight to 2.
Coyotes, located at 191 Somerset East, is the place to go when you're in the mood to head south. Coyotes specializes in authentic southern-style cooking, from crawfish and blackened chicken to their truly Mexican dishes and Tex-Mex chili. Coyotes has both lunch and dinner menus that are generous in portions but lean on price. Coyotes also offers your favorite drinks in economical pitchers. Visit Coyotes for a dining experience you won't forget. And rest assured, you'll tell your friends. Coyotes, 191 Somerset East, next to the University of Ottawa.
We just heard music there from guitarist Mike Smirowski, and the last track that we heard was a song called Mellow One, taken from his album called Fusion. And before that, we listened to Carnival of Delight, and we started off with a beautiful song called Prelude. Again, Mike Smirowski is from the United States, and he's one of those musicians that you don't hear much about, but his recordings are very, very interesting. He's a very fine guitarist, and if we have time later on, I'll be featuring some more music from this excellent musician. We're going to turn our attention now to a recording that was made in 1987 at Jazz Alley in Seattle, and it features Bud Shank and Frank Morgan. When you get those two together, you've got dynamite. But what's nice about this this band is the musicians that are playing with them. We've got George Cables on piano. This is someone who has played with Art Pepper and Dexter Gordon, and is certainly one of my favorite pianists. We've got John Hurt on bass and Jimmy Cobb on drums, someone who held down the fort with the classic Miles Davis Quintet of the 1950s. We're going to listen to a track written by George called Phantom's Progress, and this is from a CD called Quiet Fire, released on Contemporary Records. It's got some beautiful music on here, some standards like The Night Has a Thousand Eyes and What's New and Emily, and of course Miles Davis's Solar. But let's give a listen to George Cable's composition called Phantom's Progress. Thank you. From 1987, music from the Bud Shank Frank Morgan Quintet, and that was taken from a release called Quiet Fire. The song we just heard was called Phantom's Progress. Well, here's more music from pianist John Altenberg from, Mosini, Wisconsin. And we'll listen to a couple of tracks from his new CD called Heartland 95, released on Altenberg Records. He's one of the few musicians to actually have a label, and he's pretty successful. He's released over 25 CDs in the past 5 years, and he's continuing to release some very fine music down from the States. And he's sort of joining company with Charlie Mingus and Horace Silver and a few of the other musicians that have had record labels in the past. And I wish John the best, because he is a very formidable musician and his releases are always exciting. So let's go for two more tracks. We're going to start off with a song called The Last Days of Mr. Keegan, and then we're going to follow it up with the 66 Super 90 Blues. And again, featuring John Greener on tenor sax, Mart Ladley on drums, and David Dunn on bass. Well, there you have it. Music from pianist John Altenberg from his latest release entitled Heartland 95. And we just listened to two tracks. The last one we just heard was called The 66 Super 90 Blues. And before that, The Last Days of Mr. Keegan. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM, coming to you from the University of Ottawa, and we're serving the Ottawa Hall area and surroundings. Here's new music from tenor sax man Les Arbuckle, and this is a beautiful recording for the AudioQuest label. The name of the album is called The Bush Crew, and it features two guitarists, Mike Stern and John Abercrombie, as well as bassist Esiet Okon Esiet and drummer Victor Lewis. I thought we'd listen to a track called Belladonna Lee, and it's a song written by Les Arbuckle. Again, the name of the album is called The Bush Crew, and this is music from tenor sax man Les Arbuckle.
Thank you.
Les Arbuckle is certainly in some very good company on this recording called The Bush Crew. Great guitarists John Abercrombie and Mike Stern offer some really, really nice support there on that last number that we just heard called Belladonna Lee. And very fine bass playing there from Essiet Ocon Essiet. And of course, anchoring down the drum seat is Victor Lewis, a longtime jazz aficionado and musician that's been playing around for quite a number of years now. Well, from tenor sax to bass, we've got music now from Avery Sharp. And I featured music from him a little while ago, but he has a new CD out called Extended Family 2, Thoughts of My Ancestors. And this album is all about being black in America, and he's trying to trace his ancestral roots through music. It's a very, very interesting CD. Of course, I've always expected that from Avery Sharp. He's been around for quite a while, having played with the likes of Yusef Lateef and the pianist McCoy Tyner, among others. He's been around for quite a number of years now, and his solo releases are just outstanding. This one is no exception, and I thought we'd listen to three tracks from this CD, starting off with Wade in the Water. This is a traditional song, and according to the notes here from Avery, many Negro spirituals during the 19th century were used by African Americans to teach, counsel, and to send secret messages through the words of the songs to aid in the Underground Railroad. And this is certainly one of Avery Sharp's favorite songs. The next song that we're going to hear is called Judge Not Yet, You Be the Judge. And this is a very fine tribute to one of the greats, one of the most outstanding bassists of all times, Milt Hinton, who's still with us. He's not only a great bassist, but a great human being, and he's well into his 80s now and still performing. The last track we're going to listen to is called All About You, and according to Avery Sharp, this is for the love that each mother and father of my ancestors shared for each other. As my father would often say to my mother, it's all about you. So let's listen to some music now from Avery Sharp, and I'm trying to see who we have featured here. We've got Ronnie Burge, Sa Davis, Kevin Eubanks, Joe Ford, Mark Percelli, Adam Rudolph, Kevin Sharp, Alvin Terry, and the Extended Family Choir. If you have a chance to pick this one up, it's on, I'm just going to take a look at the label here. I believe it's on his own label. It's called JKNM Records out of the United States, and the name of the album is called Extended Family 2.
Thank you. follow me down to Jordan Street.
God's gonna trouble the water.
Wade in the water.
Wade
in the water.
Wade
in the water.
God's gonna trouble.
Thank you.
This is such a beautiful album from bassist Avery Sharp. That was a song entitled All About You. And before that, we heard a beautiful duet between Joe Ford and Avery Sharp called Judge Not Yet Ye Be the Judge, a tribute to Milt Hinton. And before that, the spiritual Wade in the Water. And this is taken from his latest CD called Extended Family 2, Thoughts of My Ancestors. And I think I'll be featuring more of this CD in the upcoming weeks. Right now, we've got music from the LA Jazz Choir out of the United States. We're going to listen to four tracks from their CD called From All Sides. This was an album that was released in 1991 for the label The Jazz Alliance. Thought we'd start off with I Could Write a Book. We'll follow that up with Miles Davis's classic composition called Blue and Green. Then we'll follow it up with Sweet Georgia Brown and Jim Jam Jump. This is music from the LA Jazz Choir on In Transition.
To make you Georgia on my mind.
Music from the LA Jazz Choir, and that was a song called Jim Jam Jump. Before that, their version of Sweet Georgia Brown and Miles Davis's Blue and Green and I Could Write a Book, and that was taken from the album From All Sides. On April 16th, I'm going to be featuring a 2-hour special on the music of alto sax great Phil Woods, And I thought it would be kind of interesting if I had calls from listeners who would like to hear something by Phil Woods on that day. I thought it would be rather different doing it that way. So if you want to call me in the studio at 562-5967, and if there's anything that you'd like to hear by Phil Woods that I happen to have, I will definitely feature it during my two-hour special on April the 16th. Again, the number is 562-5967. Right now we've got music from another up-and-comer by the name of David Binney. His latest release on the AudioQuest label is called The Luxury of Guessing, and it features David Binney on alto sax, Donnie McClaslin on tenor sax, Steve Armour on trombone, Yuri Kane on piano, Ben Maunder on guitar, Scott Colley on bass, Jeff Hirschfield on drums, and Daniel Sandonick on percussion. Thought we'd listen to two tracks. We'll start off with the title track called The Luxury of Guessing, and then we'll follow it up with Last of the Day. This is music from alto sax player David Binney. Thank you. Music from David Binney from his CD called The Luxury of Guessing, and that was a song called Last of the Day. And before that, we listened to the title track from this very interesting tenor sax player, actually alto sax player, from the United States. And the album is released on the AudioQuest label, and it is available in your favorite CD record store. We're going to continue now with more music from the Bush Crew. We featured them before, Les Arbuckle and the Bush Crew, taken from their CD simply entitled The Bush Crew. I thought we'd listen to a track called Merendo de Saudade. And it features Les on tenor sax, Mike Stern on guitar, Isiet Okan Isiet on bass, and Victor Lewis on drums. Thank you. music from Saxman Les Arbuckle from his album The Bush Crew, and that was a song called Morendo de Sodad. Beautiful album. It's released on the AudioQuest label, and some very fine playing there from Mike Stern on that last recording that we just listened to. We're going to continue now with more music now from guitarist Mike Smirowski from his album Island Fantasy. This is a song called Jamaican Shuffle. Music from Mike Smirowski and a song called Jamaican Shuffle from his album Island Fantasy, released in 1989. Right now we're going to listen to music from tenor sax great Billy Robinson. Actually, I think he's a tenor sax great. He's been playing around for quite a while. He used to play with Charlie Mingus many years ago. And he's living in the area now, as far as I know, and he does do the occasional concert. He's a great musician and an excellent person. I thought we'd listen to a track from his CD called Doubt Dropping, and it's released on the Tacma label. It features Jean Baudet on piano, Steve Watson on bass, and Nasir Abdul Al-Kabir on drums. This is a song written by Billy Robinson called Outside Under the Derby Hat.
Thank you.
Music from tenor saxman Billy Robinson from his album Doubt Dropping. And that was a song written by him called Outside Under the Derby Hat. A beautiful composition. Reminding me a lot of what Charlie Mingus used to do when he was composing, changing tempos midstream, and just very exciting music, and that had a very waltz-like feeling to it. Again, the song was called Outside Under the Derby Hat, and it's from the album Doubt Dropping on the Tacma label. Right now we're going to listen to some music from pianist James Williams out of the States. And this CD of his called Talkin' Trash features the great trumpet player Clark Terry. I thought we'd listen to a track written by Milt Jackson way back when. And it features Christian McBride on bass, Tony Redis on drums, Steve Nelson on vibes, Terry on trumpet, flugelhorn, and vocals, Billy Pierce on soprano and tenor sax, and of course James Williams on piano and organ. The name of the song is called SKJ.
Thank you.
Music from the James Williams Sextet featuring Clark Terry on trumpet and flugelhorn. And that was a song written by Milt Jackson called SKJ. My name is Randy McElligott, and you're listening to In Transition here on CHUO-FM. I'll be here until 3 o'clock this afternoon when Patricia steps in with some very fine German music until 5 o'clock this afternoon. Right now I'd like to feature some music from one of the great trombonists still around, still kicking, still making jazz, and that's J.J. Johnson. This is music from his, I think it's his latest release, it's called Tangents, with the Robert Farnon Orchestra, featuring Wynton Marsalis on trumpet. Thought we'd listen to, I don't know if you'd call this a standard, it's called Malaguena, but it's a track that's been played by a lot of people, and the person that I could think of offhand that has played this quite often is Stan Kenton and his orchestra. But this is J.J. Johnson from a recording done at CTS Studios in Wembley, England, recorded between July 13th and the 15th of 1994. This is J.J. Johnson and company with Malaguena. Thank you. What do you think of that? That was music from J.J. Johnson and his version of Malaguena. We're going to conclude this afternoon's edition of In Transition with Kirk McDonald, a beautiful recent release called Reminiscence, and this is a track called Advance Notice.